October 30th, Jesus says, let us read wisdom together. It begins with the exhortation, dictated by me so often, to all the powerful of the earth, that they be powerful more in justice than in strength. Strength is not an attribute of holiness. It does not place man on a superhuman level. One alone is the strength which elevates you, that of the spirit. But that is the antithesis of the strength you love and admire, as if it were something great. You love violence, overbearance, and ferocity and call this triad strength, and venerate it out of fear, as the beast on the chain fears the dominion of the tamer. But observe that this strength is common to the brutes. A strength solely of flesh and blood, it makes you perform actions of flesh and blood. And thus it is quite rarely justice. I said this, and I repeat it. You, the powerful, are such as long as I permit, and no longer. What, then, is this waving the whip over those without specific authority? Strip yourself of that function, which has come to you by inheritance, if you are kings, or by fortune and cunning, if you are dignitaries, ministers, heads of a province, heads of a town, or directors of an institution, a factory, an office, or a convent. In what respect are you different from the others? Your underlings are often more deserving than you of that post. Deserving in human terms, and, above all, spiritually. Always consider that even if out of fear they remain silent, you are judged by them and by God, who sees your actions better than everyone else, and your being golden, crowned statues of slime, and black slime from the most corrupt pool. The deceitful and obligatory homage with which you want to be incensed produces loathing in God, who forgives those, amidst the throngs, who offer it to you, because they are forced to do so, and curses you and the others. Idolaters of you to the point that they believe you are gods, and give you that ritual of honor and respect which they do not give me. One alone is God. He who made the earth over which you rule during your brief day, and with your foolish or cruel pride. If you want to be truly great and strong, draw this greatness and this strength from the great and powerful one, from God, by following his word and remaining in him as sons and daughters. You are not more than the least born of woman, compared to God, who is the Father creator of all, and who can hold upon his heart like a precious pearl the poor one whom you disparage, beloved to him for his holiness, while he looks at you with reproach, you that challenge him from the loftiness of your precarious seat. How much you that govern the earth need light. Light comes from God. He alone is the Father and generator of light. Remain, then, under his holy ray, follow the light, do not repudiate it for the darkness. Seek the Lord as your counselor. He is not one of those foolish, lying, self-interested counselors who surround you, adulating you and exciting your worst instincts out of either a servile spirit or a self-interested plan, to draw you into error, to create your fall and take your place on the seat from which you have fallen. But do not think of seeking this holy and all-seeing Lord with lying intentions. Accursed are those who always name me and my providence along with me to deceive the masses, pretending to be lambs when they are wolves. That great and powerful name, which thunders and shines like a blessed sun upon the good, and like a lightning bolt upon the wicked of this earth, and of Satan's dwelling, on their lips turns into a blasphemous coal descending to burn their hearts. I am where a son or daughter calls me. But I do not confirm the others, works of the wicked with my help. Consider, O men, that their ephemeral triumphs, which make you believe that I am with them, and doubt my justice, have not come from me. It is their leader, and father it is Satan, that grants them these, as to his devoted children and soldiers, to create in them an ever greater torment after death. I am where there is one of the faithful who believes in me. But these are not faithful. If they were, they would observe my word and the will of the one who sent me. They instead trample on the former, disobey the latter, and offend the Holy Spirit by killing their spirits.